On Tuesday, Steven Strykman, the Troy Commissioner of Planning, gave a presentation and fielded questions from Hillside residents. If you're in South Troy, there is another sessioning happening right now at the Troy Italian Community Center that started at 6 o'clock. But now let's hear from last Tuesday's session.
So here are the six goals that I talked about before. So the first one is growing the economy. And I'm just going to read you the major bullets there. So these are the things that are talked about in the plan, which is basically promoting the city center as a key area for residential growth, promoting job growth and competitiveness of the city's existing employment base, and then there's a bunch of bullets on how this is all going to happen. Supporting existing and new creative and cultural industries, promoting tourism, and enhancing and supporting education and workforce training to maintain a strong position in the knowledge economy. And one of Stephanie's comments the other night was there's not a lot in here about education in the school system. It talks about job readiness, but it really doesn't talk about the school system. So we're going to look at that and figure out. And if you have any specific comments you want to give me, what do you think it should say, let me know. Okay? Because I don't want to be the one writing that. And then this was the employment areas that we talked about. I talked a little bit about before. So goal two is promote healthy, safe, and green neighborhoods. And first there's some generic ones. Leverage the livability and safety of Troy's neighborhoods. Encourage a diverse housing stock to meet the needs of Troy's existing and future population. Support long-term neighborhood reinvestment through rehabilitation of Troy's older and vacant housing stock. Ensure Troy's neighborhoods are healthy, active communities, and provide accessible housing options. And this might not be a bad place to even look at adding something in about protecting the character. I know everybody's up in arms about student housing and that's impact in this area. And it's hard to control, but I think we need to continue to look for ways to be able to do something there. And again, it's tough. We've been kind of prohibited from doing a lot of that with zoning. Okay, so this is where it breaks into the neighborhood pieces. So there's a section on Lansingburg. There's a section on North Central, which includes Hillside North. And so I presented this at Hillside North last week. There wasn't a lot of feedback or comments for changes, but again, we'll still take accepting any comments. And then Hillside, which includes Beeman Park, RPI, Congress Street, and Sycaway. And I know it doesn't, you know, I know you don't really consider Sycaway your neighborhood, but it's in here. It shares Hoosick Street with you. So, strategies for Hillside: implement the following recommendations from the Hoosick Street corridor plan. Redesign Hoosick Street as a parkway with median reduced access points and trees. And again, these are already, all these here are from the existing Hoosick Street plan. Enforce the land use regulations adopted in the zoning ordinance, which we don't always do too good. Develop neighborhood design guidelines to ensure future development renovations create a consistent, coherent, and functional district. Construct a western gateway at the bridge and an eastern gateway at the Mount Pleasant Avenue. Create an access management plan to consolidate and eliminate and regulate driveways and identify bicycle routes and trail opportunities. We are in the running for a follow-up study to that grant, which will look at Hillside and Hillside North. And I think it looks pretty good to get that. And a look at how to connect these two neighborhoods to downtown better across 6th Avenue, finding additional ways to get down there, how to protect the streets, looking at, you know, the speeding and all the conditions that people complain about, the cut-through traffic. So that'll be the next phase of that, and hopefully being able to do something with the intersections at least of 8th, 9th, and 10th with Hoosick Street, and maybe even the approach in from the bridge. Again, I think the whole Hoosick Street corridor is kind of its own little nightmare that I think DOT is going to need to come in with $20 million before. It's certainly not something Troy is going to be able to do without, but I think the more we can put together, the more we can advocate for changes in the future. The 2004 study calls for development on Hoosick Street to take advantage of all the traffic. So it doesn't say don't do anything there, but I don't think it's all happened quite the way it's supposed to happen. The McDonald's obviously was a not the way it was supposed to happen. So I think we need to, what was that?
You're right, yeah.
And it gets tough because you got grandfathered businesses, you want to see them improve, so how do you deal with like Stewart's? And that, you know? Yet Stewart's, the plan talked about a bigger location, a bigger redeveloped Stewart's site. So, and using the lots behind them. So that's what they did. The problem is they're not going to build a Stewart's out to the street. And I don't know if you're ever really going to build buildings to the street on Hoosick Street as the plan says. Let's see. Enhance existing parks and natural spaces while encouraging the development of new open spaces, including pocket parks. This gets a little specific. Beeman Park, creation of a dog park and new playground equipment. 9th Street Park, new playground equipment. 8th Street Park, tree planting and landscaping initiatives. Prospect Park, resurfacing of the existing tennis court, enhancements to the conditions of the... I was reading it wrong. Enhancements to the condition of the spray park. I'm sorry. Adaptive reuse of the pool into a skateboard park or theater. Introduce that's Prospect Park. And then introduce pedestrian-scale lighting along key neighborhood routes to promote passive surveillance and enhance safety. Consider introducing traffic calming measures in the neighborhoods, such as speed tables and bump outs to reduce speeds. Consider the introduction of raised barriers or other interventions that eliminate cut-through traffic and prohibit heavy truck traffic within the neighborhood. And if we get the money for the study, you can at that time come out and say if you want to do that or not. Repair and maintain the approach at 12th Street and People's Avenue, the little approach. Inventory sidewalk conditions throughout the neighborhood and develop a long-term plan to complete the sidewalk network. Enhance the intersection of Sage and Eaton Road to improve access and safety for pedestrians and cyclists. Develop a block master plan to improve the 15th Street between Hoosick and Peoples to create a gateway to the neighborhood into RPI. It should identify the following new streets and path connections that will improve permeability. Recommend facade enhancements to commercial and residential buildings to improve the look and feel of the neighborhood. Propose locations for open spaces and their relationship to surrounding streets. And then encourage RPI to limit land banking and support the active use of neighborhood properties. So that, in a nutshell, is what we got at our public meeting. And if there's more that you think isn't in there and you want to have it in there, I would say, get me comments. You can tell me tonight. You can tell me tonight and I'll write them down, but it's awfully nice if somebody put their actual wording that they wanted down and got it to me that way instead of giving me a theme and having me write it up for you. Sure. Well, you can go to the website and there'll be a connection. So there should be a connection there. If it's not there tomorrow, it'll be up within a day or two. My email is Stephen with a V. And then it's .Streichman, which is not spelled how it's pronounced, STRICHMAN, @troyny.gov. And it may take me a little bit to get back to you. Okay. I ignore him. No. I don't know. Well, at this point, I guess I would get back to... I mean, sometimes I get suggestions that are, okay, we're not looking at something that detailed. So I'll usually email back and set up a meeting to talk to somebody, if that's the case. Sometimes it's not for your neighborhood, it's for the whole plan. So it might not go in this neighborhood. It might go back at the beginning of those bullets and be added in there. Yes? And I'm not taking any notes right now, okay? I'm listening to everything, so please follow up with me if you have something. Yes.
What's a community development grant?
That's federal funding. So there's every year the city gets 2 point something, I don't know what the number is, from HUD. And that's for certain areas that are targeted neighborhoods, usually the high poverty, high unemployment. There's a number of things that make them. It's pretty much all of downtown, with one exception between Lansingburg and North Central. Less so on the hill, but I think Hillside, I think this is an area that's in it as well.
That was Troy Commissioner of Planning, Stephen Streichman, presenting a draft comprehensive plan for the City of Troy. A follow-up meeting is happening as we speak at the Italian Community Center. Next Monday night at 6 p.m. will be the downtown meeting at St. Paul's Church Guidehouse. You can learn more about the draft comprehensive plan by visiting realizetroy.com.